Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. The first hour, the first 2 hours will be Community Connections, and I might mention the second hour between 1 and 2 is our legal hour. So if you've got any questions on law or anything you'd like answered, give us a ring. Greg's in the office, 59-615-99159, 615-991. Greg will be only too happy to take the questions, and we'll put them to the legal people. And then between 2 and 3, we've got choice tunes. We've got the person lined up and all their music, and we'll get underway with that. So, but for the first hour, it's my pleasure to introduce a lady that we've spoken to on a number of occasions, and it's Sonia from the Woree Community House. Welcome, Sonia.
Thank you, Alan.
Now, hang on, you're not going to wear.
Okay.
Why aren't you going to wear?
No idea.
Just talk again, please, Sonia.
Hello, Alan.
Oh, yeah, we're right. We're going to wear. Sonia, first of all, we're here to talk about what's going to be in term two. I can't believe term one has already gone, but it has. But late last year, I had a couple of things we'll just ask you about. First of all, was the Kids Fest. How did that go?
Last year's Kids Fest Open Day was the one that was rescheduled from October until, and then we had to reschedule it into November due to all the rain and the horrific storms we had. But the November date ended up suiting us really well, and it was an absolute success with lots of kids.
Because you were going to have it no matter what on that day, weren't you?
When it came to November, that was it. I didn't mind if it rained, hailed or shined, but it shined.
That's terrific. Now, the other thing is too, we've been promoting here, was the Woree Walk. How did that go?
Yeah, that was a really beautiful day. Again, we were blessed with sunshine, and we had absolutely beautiful day. The aim of the walk was to reconnect people from the local area, and if you could walk the 500 metres and along the way talk to representatives from the Our Rangers Council, plus also Sue, who is from Leadbeater's Possum and Helmeted Honey Eater, collect your raffle ticket and then be able to walk back and get a free sausage.
So it's not a big walk, it was only a kilometre, wasn't it?
And it was on a flat part of the trail so that people with scooters or mobility scooters or walkers and so forth could also still do it.
I'm amazed. Did you get any people that said, oh, I didn't realise this trail existed? Because that seems to happen from time to time.
There was a few, yeah. And then there was also people who were surprised that we were only doing the 500 metre mark, and some people kept walking right to the end of Cooey Rup Road.
Yep.
So they did a bit of extra, but that's okay because they got their sausage.
And they got their exercise at the same time.
Absolutely, plus a free show bag with lots of goodies in it.
Was there? Oh, yeah. Well. One of the things that these rail trails do is, A, it gives you the opportunity to get out and walk. B, it keeps you safe, doesn't it? You're not
absolutely
mixing it with cars and that. It's only bikes and
yeah, cyclists were full on that day.
Were they?
Yeah, there was a lot of them.
doesn't always go well, but they have to be shared.
That's all
we
right.
Shouldn't say too
left.
Much. We shouldn't say too much because Greg rides the rail trail too.
I know. Yeah, we were just keeping left and less overtaking, so.
Right, Sonia, all right, so we've talked a bit about the past and we'll talk a little bit more about the past now. First term has been and gone, which I just find it so hard to believe, but so it was a fairly short term, wasn't it?
I think it was still 9 weeks.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose when you start to think we're into April, aren't we?
Absolutely. Yep.
Nearly a third of the year gone. No, nearly a quarter of the year.
A quarter of the year, yeah. Yeah. Next term's also a shorter term as well. Total of 9 weeks, yeah.
Oh, right. Mm. All right. So, first of all, how did you go in the first term this year? Were you happy with the amount of people that turned up, and was there any new programs that started during this first term?
Yes, we had quite a few new things, particularly mosaics, and that has really taken off. That's on a Tuesday morning, and our tutor allows you to bring your own things in and shows you how to make the best out of that sculpture that you'll be doing. And the people who are coming along absolutely love it, and it's promoting their creativity, so it's wonderful.
That's true. That's good. So that was a major one for that term?
Yes, and yoga seems to be very, very popular, so we're actually offering it 3 times this term.
Yeah, that's all right.
Our Thursday afternoon class appears to be full. So we're offering another class on Thursday nights and another day class on Tuesdays.
Terrific. All right, Tanya, I've got to take a quick break. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back to tell you more what's coming up for Term 2. And welcome back to Community Connections. I have with me Sonia from the Warri Community House. And Sonia just touched on one new program, or an expanded program on yoga. But you've got more that you're starting this term too, please, Sonia.
Yes, we do. We've got a lady who's coming in and running a NDIS Mindfulness and Creative class. She's starting this class out at a block of four classes, and then if people are interested and it goes well, she'll be running two more lots of that.
So
later
what does
in
that
the year.
Entail, Sonia?
Okay, so she's offering for people to come and enjoy some time to relax and to be creative during her supportive class. So she wants to do some mindfulness techniques, which is about relaxation.
Is this for the carers or for the people who are on
NDIS? It's for the people who have got the NDIS, the need for it.
Yep.
But they are able to bring their carers with them. And yep. She's a registered person, so you can use NDIS funding for the payment of this.
Yep.
So we've got a couple of other things that are happening as well. We've got a Saturday Sun Catcher Making Day, and that'll be on Saturday the 20th of May from 1 till 2. The class will cost only $20, but you'll also be able to purchase a kit for $10.
And
you'll be a sun catcher is something that you can be creative and make, and it's made from crystals and beads and so forth, and then you pop them up into your windows and catch all the different rainbow colours.
Oh, right.
The FlexiVan is back this next term. The library FlexiVan is the one that's from the Eastern Regional Library Centre. So Russell comes in with a whole heap of boxes of books and DVDs and magazines. You can also order what you want to be brought over from the Eastern Library. And that happens every second Friday at the community house.
And if they borrow something from that, how long have they got, Sonia, before they bring it back?
I'm sure that it's exactly the same as what usually happens at the Eastern Regional Library. Also, you can drop off books, even if you've taken them from Yarra Junction or Lilydale, you can still bring them back to Warrialook and they'll take it back to the Eastern Regional Library.
Sonia, just before you go on any further, can I just ask you, are you still running your little library that's out the front of Worry
House?
Yes, we
do. Yeah, we've still got the street library out there. And we're actually going to be having a clearance sale on the 2nd of June, and where lots of books are hopefully going to be sold, and then the Eastern Regional Library want to donate a whole heap of new books to us.
Oh, that'd be terrific.
So once we've cleared out all the books that we've got in the street library and in the library that's inside the community house, we'll be able to bring in some more stuff.
And, pardon me, I mean, they're not all old books outside, are they?
No. They get refreshed quite often. We often see lots of changes happening in there. So you can come and borrow a book, you can keep the book, or you can swap the book, or you can put some books in.
So if you take a book and you really like it, there's nothing to stop you keeping that book?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, terrific.
Absolutely.
I thought it had to be swapped over.
No, you can keep the book, that's fine.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah. All right. And so at our clearance sale, we'll also be moving on lots and lots of DVDs that we've got, plus also other bits and pieces that we've got in the house, craft materials, chairs, computers, all sorts of things.
Oh, right. So having a real clean-up.
Absolute clean-up before we refurbish it.
You're going to refurbish the whole place?
Yeah, we want to put in some storage space.
Oh,
and
right.
So to get storage space, we need to clear out to have some space.
And then to fill it up with other stuff.
I'm pretty sure we'll be able to fill it up. Pretty sure. So that clearance sale will be at the community house on Friday the 2nd of June from 2 p.m. till 6 p.m.
Oh, terrific. All right, I'll just take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live. But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say,
And I'm talking to Sonia from the Wurri Community House, which is just down the road here in Wurrialik. Sonia, what would you like to talk about now?
Okay, I just wanted to let everybody...
Oh, this is good news, isn't it?
Yeah, wanted to let everybody know that we've been authorised to be an agency to help people with their applications for the Power Saving Bonus Scheme. So what you need to do is make an appointment by calling us on 59 646 857. Make an appointment with us and we can help you to apply for that submission.
That's terrific. And they wind up with $250 even if they don't change, don't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So it's money for nothing.
It is. So it's worth doing. So make an appointment with us and come and get your $250. All you need to do is bring and be the account holder for your electricity bill and bring in a copy of your original bill with your banking details and we can fill in the application with
you. And that's not means tested or age tested, is it?
It's open to everyone so long as you are the account holder and you can only do it once per household.
Well, that's fair enough. Mm. Sonia, so... have we got any highlights coming up this month? I know this term. I know that you've got plenty of programs, which we'll run through in a few minutes. But do we have any major events this year? This term?
Well, besides the clearance sale, which will be on the 2nd of June, we're also going to be looking at doing a few different things for Neighbourhood House Week. So that's in May, and we're just welcoming people to come and drop in any time in May. And hopefully become a member because with your membership you can get some discount on all the courses that are tutor-based.
And also find out a bit more about the programs too, can't
you? Absolutely. And find out ways that you can get involved. You can either be a volunteer or on the committee or just come and have some social time with us.
And I guess, are you still, it's too late for this term, but are you still looking for people who might have an idea to run a program in term three?
We certainly are. We're asking for expressions of interest in two different ways. We're wanting to find out what do the community members of Wurri and the district, what do they want us to be providing? What kind of courses, what kind of activities, what kind of social clubs? And we're also looking for people who've got the skills to be able to promote and do some of these courses at our place.
If a person is thinking of volunteering, and I'm thinking more of running a program, how often would you like to run it? Weekly, monthly, or...?
Well, it'd depend on the program. Like I said, some of the new programs start off at only being 4 weeks in a block, and then we can just monitor and see how it goes. Some people are happy enough to commit for 6 weeks, or some people are happy enough to commit for 8 weeks during the term.
Oh, good.
So, yeah.
So I guess if anyone's listening today, I mean... one of the things that always amazes me that some people can have some really skillful jobs, almost like an artist, and then when they retire, that knowledge can be lost. And it's a great opportunity with the community house to pass it on to other people, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you don't need to be fully qualified and have certificates in doing everything. Yep. If it's something that you've been doing for a long time and you know how to do it and you'd like to be involved in promoting your skills with other people, just come along and have a chat to us.
Also, Sonia, are you looking for volunteers who don't necessarily want to run a program but somebody that could come and help around the place doing bits and pieces?
Always. Always.
I knew you were going to say that.
Like all other not-for-profits and community organisations, we're always looking for volunteers. Even if somebody wants to just volunteer to do one particular event and wants to be involved in that particular event and that's all they want to do, that's fine.
Let's just talk about something else for a minute. Are you going to run something like the Kids Fest again this year or is that just a once-off?
Yeah, no, we will be running Kids Fest and we'll be promoting that with Open Day and that'll be on the 27th of October of this year during Children's Week.
So what I'm
thinking... So long as we don't get rained out.
So what I'm thinking, like somebody might just want to
just
volunteer
want
to set that, help
for the
set
Kids
that
Fest.
Up.
Absolutely. They might just want to be involved in doing that. They might just want to do, okay, I'll do face painting for the Kids Fest and that's it.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Which is terrific, isn't it?
That is perfect.
And it also gets people out doing something for themselves or doing something for others rather than just sitting at home.
There is also people who don't want to have that interaction with other people, but so we've got lots of things to do, such as designing some flyers, printing off stuff for us, doing some of the computer work.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't have to always be involved with people just because you come into the community house. There are other
skills that you could use as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's terrific. All right, Swanee, we'll just take one more quick break and we'll be back with more. Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 21 minutes to one. And as I said before, at 1 o'clock, straight after 1 o'clock news, we've got our legal hour. We've got our people from Hutchinson Legal here. So if you've got a question about the law, we can't talk about your particular case, but if you've got any questions about the law, give Greg a ring. He's out there doing nothing, so you might as well give him a ring and let's get him working on 59615991. 59615991. Now, Sonia, I'll put my teeth in and start again. Sonia, often talk on this program about social isolation, and you know, people might have lived in the area for a long while, but they go out of the area for work. They might have decided to retire into the glorious Yarra Valley, and sometimes a partner dies, and all of a sudden they've got nothing to do. So I guess the community house would be something that these people could really get involved in, couldn't they?
Absolutely. And like I said, if they wanted to do things on a volunteer basis, but we also have social groups to come as a participant. So our really popular Golden Years on Thursday mornings is a very friendly group of people. There's about 15 people there. Most of the people are all in the same situations, like you've just said, and have a cuppa, have a bicky, and get to know someone else in the community that you might then be able to go out on social outings or even shopping.
Or meeting down the street.
Absolutely. Just like you've mentioned before, it's just making that connection so that you know other people in the area.
It amazes me because we're in a time of when we've never been so connected with iPhones, iPads and all that jazz, but we often don't know the neighbours, and people, particularly older people, tend to stay at home too much.
Absolutely. And look, interaction with others, social interaction, or even just waving to someone that you know someone, it's a way of keeping an eye on each other.
Now, I also gave you a segue there because you do run a computer program, don't you?
Yes, we do. And we actually call that the Over 50s Computer Program. I was looking at that next.
No worries. Go for it.
And what it is it's more like a digital mentorship. So you can bring in your device, whether it be an iPad, mobile phone or laptop, or you can use one of our devices, and Robin, our tutor, will be able to take you through in learning how to use it and using it a little bit more efficiently than you might currently be using.
Because iPads and iPhones can do an enormous amount of particularly phones. They're not just for ringing, but unless somebody shows you, then that's all it tends to be, isn't it?
Yeah, you can take lots and lots of photos, but it's also FaceTime.
Yep.
Teaching people how to use FaceTime so that they can have that interaction with family and friends, whether it be overseas or whether it be interstate. It's a way of keeping connected and actually seeing the person on the other end.
Yeah, I know we used it a lot during COVID lockdown.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of people do. And I think one of the points you just hit on, which is really good too, is it doesn't have to be somebody local. You can,
that's right,
you know, anywhere in the world.
Absolutely, contacting the relatives overseas.
Yeah. All right, so what else we got on the normal staple
we
diet?
We do have another social group that's on a Monday morning. It's called Monday Mix, and that's another group of friendly people who might not be able to make it on the Thursday, but come along on the Monday for a cuppa and a bicky and connect with some other people, and you could do some craft, you could read a book, you could just connect in with other people.
And sometimes just being in the room with other people
can be tremendously helpful
too, can't it?
Sometimes we've got people who just want to sit down and read a book while there's other people in the premises doing, you know, some other courses and so forth, just so that they feel that they're connected.
Oh, can understand that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's aged at over the 50s again? Or?
Not necessarily. It's open to everyone, but at the moment the group of people that we've got are probably over 50.
Yep.
So, but it's open to everyone. We're also looking at, down the track in term three, doing a group for mums. We've been working with Women's Health East, and they will be able to provide us with a facilitator plus a childcare worker so that we can focus on having a mums group for the mums while their children are being looked after on our premises by a professional childcare
worker.
That'd be
true. Because one of the things, particularly first mums, you're not too sure if something's happening, whether it should be happening or not, do you?
And this will be for mums for children up to 5 years old. So it might just be that, you know, mum wants to come to the group to talk about how to work out some time management and get some time for herself.
Yep.
What other things is there that she can do with her children or without her children?
Yep.
Those types of things. And we're actually, I've been talking to Women's Health East about opening it up, not just to mums, but to the primary caregiver of the child. So it could be stay-at-home dads, it could be grandparents, it could be other carers.
Oh, that'd be terrific.
So, yeah.
Because very often those people, sort of get overlooked a bit, don't they?
Absolutely.
You know, yeah. And sometimes people just expect mum to do
everything.
Everything.
And, yep.
And it just happens.
It does. And look, you know, there's a lot more young men out there who are taking a very positive role,
yep,
and a primary role in their kids' lives, and that's really good to see as well. So they also need support.
Yeah. Mm. Well, that's a great idea. So what, like, how do you envision that to be? Like, is it going to be people telling them how to do it?
No. We're hoping to, again, have it as a social supportive group.
Right.
And then the group will be able to say to us what it is that they might want some focus on. So they might say, well, you know, we'd like to have a pamper session, or we might like to have more information on development and growth. They might want more information on speech pathology or something.
Yep.
And then hopefully we'll have about 8 weeks where we can organise specific facilitators to come in and work on that.
Terrific. Do you find that, say, well, it's hard to tell about that group because it hasn't started, I realise.
But it will.
But do you find that people, like, they come along to the community house maybe to do, well, the older ones or something like that, but then they form a bond and they go, so instead of just coming to the community house for 2 hours a week or whatever it might be, they then go off and do other things by themselves?
Absolutely. We get lots of people who come to one course with us, and then they might try their hand at a few of the other things that we do, some of the artistic, creative type stuff. And then they might also form friendships where they go and do other things on a regular basis.
So that could be terrific. All right, we're going to take one more quick break and we'll be back with more.
Thank you.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Strangers to love, you know the rules, and so do I.
I've got to say, you people, you're not keeping Greg too busy out there. He's he hasn't many phone calls, but again, as the legal people are here, we'll have them on air straight after 1 o'clock news. So avail yourself of it. We've already got a few questions lined up, but we'll certainly be happy to take any more. So let's get Greg working out there. But anyway, we're talking to Sonia. Sonia, you're coming up with some sort of directory.
Yes, we've received some funding to try and reconnect all the business and traders in the Woree district. And so one of the first things that we'd like to do is to create a directory. We know that there's an awful lot of home businesses out there and we don't have their details. So if anybody wants to be a part of this new directory, you can contact us and we'll put your listing in for free. So you can contact us on 59646 857. Contact us with your business directory details.
So, well, there are a lot of, particularly during COVID, a lot of home businesses have started up, haven't they?
That's right. And that's why we'd like to list them all up so that we can give them a promotion. And we're including everyone into it for free until the 1st of July.
How far out are you going, Sonia?
Well, we're looking at the Wild District, which is Woree Alec, Yellingbow, Hoddles Creek, Launching Place and Don Valley.
Right.
So that's what we call the Woree District.
And the number again?
59646 857.
Now, do they use the same number for any inquiries about what we've been talking about today?
Yes, we do need to have any bookings made through that number, or you can contact us on our email, which is info@ Woree.com.au.
All one word, isn't it?
All one word.
Yep. And of course, there are more programs than what we've been mentioning too. So I guess they can go on your website.
Absolutely.
And find out more.
You can check us out on our website, which is www.woree.com.au, or find us on Facebook under Woree Comm House.
So you've got just about all the social medias covered.
And one of our committee members has just recently set up an Instagram account, but I don't know how to use that. But if you know how to do Instagram, apparently we're on Instagram as well. So Instagram, Facebook, web page, email and phone.
Can't get much easier to contact
than
that.
Pop in person.
And again, so what's your address, please?
Shop 5, 1385 Hillsville Kooyrup Road, Woree Alec, just down the road from this radio station.
When you see the radio station sign out on the window, you just walk down the street and you're there.
That's it. I don't know what I'm going to do when you move from here.
No,
you won't be in the group of shops with the radio station.
Yeah, no, you'll have to come and see us up there. Sonia, do you want to run just through a few other programs?
Yeah, we've got a couple of other programs.
Yep.
That one of them is a new one. It's talking about how to manage daily stress. This is something that we found, particularly moving from COVID times to moving back into community and being in contact with other people. There are quite a few people who are still stressed about being in public places
and
having contact with people and things like that. Also, having been used to being at home in lockdowns for so long, we are now quite anxious in going out and doing things. And so, therefore, stress is compounded even more in our daily lives.
And so some people have got themselves into a routine, haven't they, of not going out.
And who feel safer being at home than going out. Or I know I still use the antiviral wipes and so forth, you know, when I'm wiping down shopping trolleys and this and that and the other, being very conscious about, if I have got a cough or anything, not going around any of my elderly relatives and things like that. So there is a lot more stress in our daily lives, and these workshops will be able to help bring some skills in so that you can manage that.
Oh, that's terrific. Yep.
And we've also got like a meditation group, Stop, Breathe and Refresh, and this is run by NEMI National. And they will teach you how to do some guided visualizations and some breathing techniques so that you can recenter yourself in times of stress. Some of them only take a couple of minutes, some of them take a bit longer, and they'll teach you the skills so that you can manage your stress and you can manage to calm yourself down.
And some of those you can do in the car too, can't
you? Absolutely. So when you're sitting at traffic lights and doing some deep breathing and trying to let go of some of that stress.
Because some people do get very stressed. Well, particularly for a while, there was no cars on the road.
I know.
So all of a sudden you're back in amongst it.
And then when school holidays are over, there'll be even more cars. So, yes, it can be a bit stressful out in the big world there.
Yep.
Mm. So, yeah, we're really trying to focus on doing things for the person themselves and to be able to relax and to be creative next term.
That's terrific. And what about for the people that want to do some art and craft or what have we got coming up?
We've got quite a few art and craft.
Yep.
We've got mosaics. We've got... with the mindfulness creative class, it'll be painting and so forth. We're also looking for tutors who might be able to do some calligraphy or bonsai.
Oh, yeah.
So we'd like people to come and help us so that we can teach some of those things. Something that's also a personal interest to me, which I'm looking for tutors for, is sustainability. So I really like things such as like for chooks for the backyard and worm farms, composting, all those types of things. I also like the fact of recycling and refixing things so that we can be more sustainable.
Yeah, that's good. So you're looking for tutors for
We're looking for tutors. We're looking for volunteers. We're looking for someone who's got some skills that they might want to pass on.
Yeah, that's true. So really, in a lot of ways, you can almost just about use anybody.
Absolutely.
Well, you'll find a job for them, won't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I found some jobs for my mum just recently, putting stickers onto water bottles.
Was mum pleased with that?
She was okay. I mean, she's recovering from a brain injury, so she was able to do it, so I'm very grateful for that.
Oh, that's terrific. Again, Sonia, just the numbers, if we could, please, for the phone number.
Okay, it's 59-646-857, and you can call us to make any bookings for any of the courses, or you can contact us on our email, which is info@warricomhouse.org.au, or find us on our webpage, www.warricomhouse.org.au, or on Facebook.
Or Instagram.
Or Instagram as well.
If they know how to use Instagram.
Or you can pop in and see us at Shop 5, 1385, Hillsville Kooyarrup Road.
And we should just quickly mention your book sale again, because it's coming up.
We've got a big clearance sale on Friday the 2nd of June from 2 p.m. till 6 p.m. And we're pretty much selling lots of odds and bods, books, DVDs, IT bits and pieces, chairs, candles, cards, craft materials. Make us an offer and we'll see what we can do.
There's going to be nothing left.
I hope so.
It'll just be an empty shop.
Well, that'll be nice. Then we can start again.
Then you start to rebuild it all.
That's right.
That's terrific. Sonia, unfortunately, I've got to go. The news and weather is just about on us, but thank you for coming to see us.
Thank you, Alan.
And we'll be seeing you probably in about May up at Hillsville.
Hillsville. See you then.
And I hope it goes well. Just give us that quick phone number again, please.
59-646-857.
And the email?
info@warricomhouse.org.au.
And it's Warricom, not Warri Community. It's Warri, W-O-R-R-I-C-O-M.
That's correct.
House. All one word. Great. Pleasure to see you again.
Thank you.
And I hope it's a really good year for the community house, because it's a great initiative and it deserves to be well supported.
Thank you.